Think of bug spray and fly swatters.
What are you doing? Is that supposed to frighten me? It doesn't.
Sakani feels less drained.
Ask again what the blue one does.
It's an incomplete formula!
It would probably cause all kinds of nasty away transformations that even I would not approve of. Just don't do it.
Who is she? The one who lied?
You're not matter yet! Sakilia is one of the five! She is the oldest next to me, of course.
Ask her to let you go so you can go about your Kijara business, please.
I'll let you continue playing around for now, but we'll be spending a lot of time together, my son, to be a king!
Sakani feels himself being drawn back to the real world. He wonders if Dilia would think ill of him if he gave in to his desire to scream really loud.
Blew it up, Sakani. By which I mean add it to your inventory, replacing the water bottle.
Sakani has quite a lot of items in this tiny ball.
Tell Dilia about what happened.
Inject Dilia with the blue one, see what happens.
Iggy spoke to me. She seemed worried about the serum. We have to find out its true intention. Would you be willing to try for me?
What? I don't know. I'm kind of scared.
Don't be frightened, Dilia. If I'm going to be Izzy's king, then I'm going to need your trust. This should make everything better.
It hurts!
Dilia begins convulsing. Sakani is completely shocked.
What have you done? I no longer feel Dilia's presence. I had no idea what the serum did. That's why I didn't want you to take it, you China man.
Dilia! There has to be something Sakani can do. Anything.
Check her pulse and breathing before you go about doing anything stupid.
Sakani doesn't feel a pulse. She's not breathing. Oh god, what has he done?
Try the purple on her. It made you stronger. Maybe it'll make her stronger.
Try injecting blue and green liquid things into Dilia.
Sakani doesn't know which one to try. What if he makes it worse?
There may be a way to save her. If you know the proper words to use, your powers may be capable of restoring the warmth of life.
Sakani doesn't think this is a very good time for cryptic puzzles. Set the desk, table, counter on fire. Transfer warmth to Dilia.
Think about healing Dilia?
Sakani manages to set the fire, knowing how to utilize his fire power. But this is something completely new. He isn't even sure where to start. He concentrates on healing Dilia, but nothing happens.
Your powers won't listen to you unless you treat them like your slaves. Command them. Tell them exactly what you want them to do. I wouldn't recommend telling them to move the fire itself to Dilia. That would make quite the mess.
Fire! Heal Dilia! Use your magical powers of rational thinking to figure it out, because fire is cognizant and able to be directly commanded.
The fire isn't a sentient being. What are you, stupid? God damn, you're so stupid. Get out of here! Fucking god damn it!
You're almost out of time if you want to do something!
Shut up, I know!
You can only control the elements once you've figured out how to talk to them! If I wanted to do what you're trying to do, I would not go, fire, do things! Instead, I would command the fires of houses later! Fire, grab it, you warmth! After that, I would say something to get the warmth to restore Dilia to life! I wouldn't say something as non-specific as,
hey, Dilia, restore Dilia to life!
You're so stupid, god damn it!
Why won't you just tell me what to say, damn it?
Because you dare to disobey me!
Fire, grab me your warmth!
Something finally seems to be happening.
What? It managed to breathe a powerful electric shock to Dilia's heart to transfer his muscle contraction.
Amazingly, the fire manages to do just this. That's quite some warmth. Dilia begins to stir. It worked! Sakani hugs Dilia.
I'm so glad you're okay. I'm so sorry. They made me almost kill you. I don't know why I was thinking flying liquids like that without knowing what they did. I'm so sorry. Please don't hate me.
You didn't do anything wrong. The one who betrayed me was Iggy. She told me to let you give me that chance. I can't believe she, my queen, betrayed me.
Boo hoo hoo, moo hoo hoo, moo hoo hoo.
Dilia begins to sob. Zakani feels incredibly bad for her.
Tell Iggy, technically, you never told me not to inject Dilia with the stuff. And after that, Zinger, who the fuck do you think you are, queen? Can tie all the kind of command, bitch?
I asked you to leave it be.
But what's done is done, I suppose. She was starting to get ideas about keeping you to herself. It's better that she's gone. Clearly, you don't understand how our race's hierarchy works. The queen always rules over the king, bitch. You're eventually going to be loyal. You just need more time.
I can't hear Iggy's voice anymore. I'm frightened.
Zakani feels obligated to say something to make her feel better. But what? He also feels they should find a place to rest for a while, so she can recover.
Iggy betrayed you! You're better off than a queen you can't even trust! Don't be afraid of me, Dilia! You have me, I'm here for you, girl!
Dilia doesn't respond. After a moment, Zakani speaks the dialogue aloud. He does his best to sound confident as he tells her this.
Thank you. Maybe you could be my new queen, hmm? Or maybe we could both be queens.
She kneels.
Queen Zakani and Queen Dilia. It's so regal.
Zakani thinks she's faking it a bit, but she seems to feel at least a little better. He kind of likes the sound of what she's saying. Queen Zakani. Wait. Some kind of plan to inject self with blue solution and then heal self out of heart attack. That was deleted as this post was being made. Zakani doesn't think that'd be very safe. He kind of understands how to do it, but if he dies as quickly as Dilia did, there'd be no way he could save himself. He'd need her to somehow figure out how to use her own power to do what he did, if that's even possible.
Thwap hammer with that charade for the blue Jews! I'm not sure I want to trust the BIC for the sort of emergency they would need it, but I'll be careful with that, though.
Zakani switches the items. He doesn't really need a melee weapon anymore. In the meantime, Zakani tries to think of a good place for them to rest for a few hours.
Ask Dilia if teaming up with a meal and him against Almighty Bug Bitch Face sounds like a plan.
Zakani asks Dilia if she's up for punking what they assume is a bug.
Oh, does a spiky one have to come? I have nowhere else to go. I will follow you anywhere, Queen Zakani. But how did you know Iggy was a class car?
You're very perceptive indeed! Also, Dilia is still alive. She completed her task as a guinea pig, and I can't get through to her anymore. She's of no use to me now. Why don't you just finish her off for me? In the non-sexy way.
Zakani ignores Iggy.
Check Dilia for any lost awesome powers
in the command line excluded.
Zakani asks Dilia if her powers were lessened by the blue solution.
I feel tired, otherwise fine. My wings feel kind of heavy, though.
Come to think of it, they do look a little bigger.
Go to the Shock Magical Lab real quick to see if there's anything that might be helpful to Dilia there.
They head to the Shock Magica training facility, since there is no specific lab for it. Zakani asks Dilia if she will be okay in here, and she says she's fine. She has no memory of this place.
I fully recall the destruction of that room. So many screaming people.
Dilia lets out a moo.
The stars look nice tonight. We could rest here and look at them. It'd be so romantic, my queen.
Insist that we find a meal so that nobody makes a meal out of her before morning! Whoa!
We're probably not going to eat her now.
Sakani isn't fully confident that she'd be safe around him yet.
I'll eat her if you won't.
Compliment Dilia on her wing development. Shazakians treat them as a secondary sexual characteristic, right?
Sakani tells Dilia that her wings look really pretty.
Nobody's ever complimented my tiny wings before. Your wings look really pretty, too.
Sakani respectfully disagrees with Dilia. His wings aren't very attractive. The last time he attempted to throw them out to attract a female, he got the cold shoulder. He hasn't really wanted to attempt to display them since.
Oh, I love to see your wings spread out. I bet they look beautiful.
Oh, go ahead, show. You're friends now, right? Nothing wrong with showing off of her friends.
Thrill 'em.
Well, Emil isn't around anyway. I guess Sakani guesses he has nothing to lose but his pride. Sakani feels self-conscious.
Many Tazagias are of all kinds of bright greens and reds and purples. But his own wings are blue and more blue. He's so dull, so boring.
It's Queen. My first new law is you don't got to talk down about your wings anymore. I thought they were really pretty, sweetie.
Sakani can't stop himself from smiling a little as Julia says this. Somehow, losing her link to Iggy has brought out a side of her that he hasn't seen before. It was a nice, gentle side. They get comfortable and rest. A couple of hours pass. Sakani knows he should work on waking up and getting moving, but for some reason he doesn't really want to move just yet.
Wake up and get moving, Broomstick! We got some problems to solve, bitch!
Sakani is so very exhausted, he just wants to sleep a little while longer. But no, he can't waste any more time. There's so much more that he has to be done while he still has control of himself.
Inspect the sleeping Delia's wings for any further changes, also the rest of her that he can see.
Her wings do seem a little larger than before, but they are still way too tiny to allow Dilia to fly or even glide. Her muscles seem about the same as they were before. There is nothing different about her chest, head, horns, or ears. Her stomach seems to be the same, and... yup, she's a female, all right. Sakani decides against checking any further. It wouldn't be polite.
Psst, Sakani, transmission magic lab. Go there.
There may be candy in one of the remaining magical labs. Let's try the transdimensional one.
Sakani wakes Dilly up and they head to the transdimensional magical lab. Sakani sees a collection of dust that indicates a table once stood there. There's a couple of strange devices and half of a stuffed animal. There's something odd about the rest of the room, which continues to the right.
I'll be careful in there.
What? Inspect stuffed animal. It has been ripped in half. Pieces of fluff are lying around it. All things considered, it's highly likely this little guy was a victim of magical experiments. Those monsters! Sakani will set them all on fire!
Take off his bait to examine the remainder of room.
That's a giant portal, isn't it?
You see that too, right? This isn't just me hallucinating from the blue solution, is it?
Get rid of emergency light. Apparently the BICRs aren't good enough, but you know, night vision.
Take stuffed animal.
Sakani isn't sure what use this stuffed animal could possibly have, but he'll be damned if he's going to let it die out here alone. Hold on, little buddy. You'll be whole again in no time.
Hey, that looks like a note. I better read it. And now, what does it say? You should go to the You should take the green solution so I can see through your eyes, but don't pay it.
Whoever writes this note, I have served the Queen all of my life, even after all our experiments went so very wrong. I was with her, I was loyal, but she has lost herself over time, being alive for so many years, and left her numb to such things as the sanctity of life. All she cares about is finding a way to create more and more children! If you run into her, tell her that I'm done with this, I'm done with her, I'm done with this world. I'm going to create a new place, a paradise for me to live the rest of my long life in. If my calculations are correct, this poem should leave me there. Good luck and goodbye, take
I can't believe Iggy turned out to be a bad person. She was always so nice to me. You're not going to end up being mean to me too, are you?
Sakani sure hope not.
Find a meal!
Sakani can't look for a meal yet. He might hurt her. That'd be bad.
Would it be bad? A bitch is tasty.
Take a meal and Dilia through that portal with you and retire in paradise.
Sakani peers into the portal and sees a planet. The planet looks... wait, that's their planet. What the hell is going on here? The Sakili person must have messed up their attempts to make paradise and instead made a portal to the entire world.
You're not thinking of running away, are you? I'd be so lonely if you did.
Error 404. Green potion not found. Sorry, Queenie.
Oh, it's silly if there's a way to block out the Queen, Stacy. I mean, AJ. I said AJ, not AJ. How could I possibly get so confused?
Well, go back inside and he'll strengthen the bond.
AJ, that name sounds so familiar.
Was it the Queen of the Insects? You shouldn't worry about her, she's not important.
Dilly can't think of a way to block AJ. Until a couple of hours ago, she never had a reason to want to.
Blue stuff. Like Dilly if she thinks she could help us survive taking it.
I don't know if I could. I don't think I have the medical expertise to know how much to shock you. I don't want to mess up and lose you, my queen.
Scotty considers asking her to call him something other than queen. She's got a valid point, though. He's only got one shot at this.
Fire, be a pacemaker for the next few moments.
This feels very strange. Scotty's heart feels warm. It is temporarily protected from heart attacks. He hopes.
We should be able to heal ourselves from convulsing, but before we die, it's all controlled by thought, right? We just have to keep our wits about us long enough to pull this off.
Yes, it should work. Scotty predicts something like maybe a 10% chance of failure.
What are you planning? This is too big a risk. Can't possibly be considering this, you dumbass nerd.
Well, we could see if Grasshopper's up and running. He has medical expertise.
Wait, can Dilly just restore the power to get us there?
It wouldn't be any trouble to destroy any locks in our way. I might even be able to short out the console so the doorway you flew over will open.
No! 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 Don't do that, do that! Don't go to that outdated medical robot, it doesn't even work right! You're no for flipping out and killing people! Levitate, Delia!
Sakani can't.
Use all some indefinite powers that we may or may not have. We certainly require some way of theorizing the command to levitate Delia.
Okay. Delia lifts a few inches off the ground.
Okay, this I approve of. Could you put me down? I'm scared of heights.
This tires Sakani out a bit. He probably couldn't lift her very high or for very long.
Put Delia down and apologize. Ask EG where all the Kijara are. You like to talk to them.
It's okay, my queen. I wasn't actually that scared.
I'm having trouble contacting Sakani. I see Taser is hanging out in the recreational building still. Janicki seems to be in the dorm building. I'm sure any of them will be glad to help you on your journey to me.
By the way, what the fuck is that ray gun looking thing on the table back there? Check that shit out.
Sakani has absolutely no idea what this is. He decides to replace the hammer with it. He doesn't need a weapon anymore.
You seem to be having trouble being motivated. I think I'll take control of your mind and help you along.
Punch out Itchy. Do it, faggot. This be like fire. Punch out Itchy.
It'll be a cold day in hell before Sakani lets Itchy take over his mind completely. If he could just delay her a tiny bit, he may ensure he has time to rid herself of her influence forever. Concentrate.
Interesting. You have come to me of your own will. That is good. What are you doing?
Sakani lost his companion to fear. He spent his entire life running from everything, too afraid to take any real risks. But now, with his very sanity at stake, Sakani feels no fear at all. Whiff!
Hello, you can't harm me from there. I could have told her that wasn't gonna work. What the? Ah, you bitch, how dare you!
Sakani's mind feels clear for the first time in ages. Not just clear of Iggy's corruption, but clear of the fear that had crippled him for so many years. This must be what it feels like to be strong, to have no fear. It feels wonderful.
Get on Delia's back and ride epically with much swiftness back to Grasshopper, totally burning and zapping everything resembling a lock in your path. Anything that doesn't look important.
They do quite a bit of damage as they ride out. Delia hums happily to herself. Sakani thinks he understands Emile's actions that night. The feeling of power at defeating a foe, even temporarily, had really given him a rush. Huh, the door is open.
What? Pretend to kick down an invisible door.
Fuck yeah, surely an invisible door who's boss.
Pretend nothing. Hark! Oof.
Sakani hears Stilia giggling behind him.
Ha, you're just too cute, my queen.
That was kind of silly of him.
Go find the other magic base, convince them to take blue potion.
No, no, go to Grasshopper and charge the Yukishiki first.
Sakani thinks he should work on surviving the blue solution before doing anything else.
Somebody really made a mess of things here.
Yes, well, some people just aren't good at landing when they have a giant needle sticking out of their arm. Sakani dusts himself off.
Grasshopper, ho!
They head down to the command center building. Dilia smashes down the lock. Take that, security system.
Nothing I'm going to let you get away from with hurting me. I have something special for you, my pet.
The reprieve didn't last as long as Sakani hoped it would. No choice but to press on. The lights have come back on. Yep, that's a Kijara. That's a Kijara indeed. It speaks, or the Kijara equivalent of it.
Sakani, I was just about to go find you.
Dilia gives out a sigh.
Oh, it's her.
She sounds more annoyed than scared. Dilia clearly doesn't like this particular Kijara, and she probably hasn't realized yet the other Kijara are no longer their allies.
She will cut you in an instant if you don't give up your attempts to deny me. Why don't you stop trying to fight me and she'll back down instead? Use ability to levitate offensively to throw a syringe of blue solution at the Kijara.
Combat Aperandi. Rocket-propelled syringe. Direct hit. But nothing happens.
Oh dear, I guess it's immune.
The Kijara seems surprised and asks Sakani why he did that.
Double cast by Rocket Jet 3!
Sakani and Dilia attack at the same time. The Kijara dodges with a surprising level of nimbleness. It continues to sound shocked.
No, Sakani, you must stop this madness!
Ha ha ha! Give up our fight! Either way, they'll prove most entertaining!
Ask the Kijara what its name is.
Pose dramatically while doing so.
Sakani asks the creature's name in as dramatic a fashion as he can manage.
It's me, your girlfriend.
Of course, Izzy must be messing with his mind. The Kijara is even holding his hand out as if it were wielding some kind of deadly weapon.
You're clever, little bird. Too clever. But guess what?
Scotty's arm begins to move on its own.
You're buying my blood to me now.
No! Izzy's pointing Sakani's magical focus point at what is to be a meal.
Damn, Dilia depends Sakani to the ground, preventing him from fighting 11 critters until they can figure out something to do. Dilia, tackle me!
Dilia's tackle interrupts Izzy's attempt to launch fiery doom and a meal. She manages to pin him down by his feathers, preventing movement while limiting the damage he takes. Sakani lets out several snarls and menacing chirps. The world begins to fade out around him.
Fire punch Izzy. It made her lose her ability to talk to him for a bit. It may stop the control again.
Sakani's not going down without a fight, damn it. It worked last time and it'll work this time.
That's adorable. You intend to burn me again? Little birds like you are capable of such things.
Sakani feels a sudden drain. He feels like his old powerless self again.
Hee hee hee. I tried to do this the nice way. I was even willing to let you keep your free will. But you dared to anger me. I think you and I will be spending a lot of time together.
Control of Sakani has been lost. Chapter 6, Kijara. End. Thanks for reading.